From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Alyssa Block.
I'm Audie Cornish, and this is Valerie June. This song, You Can't Be Told, is big and bold, and it's just a taste of Valerie June's sound. She grew up in Tennessee, and her music feels like it rides the spectrum of the signature sounds of her home state, from the rural roots of hill country to Nashville's country twang to foot-stompin' Memphis blues. Valerie June stopped by our studios to talk about her latest album, Pushing Up Against a Stone, and about her special blend of blues, folk, country, and gospel. Valerie June, welcome to the program.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Now, you've been quoted as describing your music as organic moonshine roots music. And clearly there's a lot there that has to do with Tennessee itself. And you even have a song called Tennessee Time. And we'll hear just the opening of it to get a sense. Place that you love, right?
Very much so.
Tell us about this.
So when I first moved to New York, I was still returning to Tennessee quite a bit every few months to perform. So one day I was boarding a plane to head back to Memphis, and I heard this beautiful voice singing to me, and it just started singing Running on Tennessee Time. And I was just like, man, that really is what I'm on, because New York City's moving so fast, and I'm just kind of taking my time with everything, and I'm still on Southern time, or they call it Color People's time, or CP time, or Delta time, whatever you want to call it. It's a little bit slower than New York time. So when I received the song, I just heard a voice singing that, and I didn't have the music to it at all. That's all I heard. So when I got with Dan Auerbach, he had the music. You know, he had the peanut butter from my jelly with that song.
And he's just obviously from the group The Black Keys.
Oh, yeah.
A well-known producer. And you say you hear the music in your head. Is it your own voice? Is it, like, how does it work?
Usually it's not my own voice. It's usually many different voices. And that's always a hard subject to talk about, because it kind of sounds crazy, you know, to say, hey, I hear an older black male voice. Sometimes I hear a younger woman's voice. Sometimes I hear a child's voice, or, you know, there's just many, many different voices. Either you feel connected to them and you write them down. I try to write down every song that comes to me. And if you just write every song, then you get to the good one.
Every song that comes in your head, you mean?
Yeah, just write them all.
But that's fascinating, because your voice is so distinct, and yet it feels so different with each song. And one song called Shotgun, I saw you kiss her lips, baby, which is a murder ballad.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to know about the voice that brought you this tune.
Well, I met PJ Harvey when I was in England, and the first thing I want to do when I meet a songwriter I admire is to ask them, how do they receive songs? And she told me, I don't really hear voices, but I really see images. And so when I was writing Shotgun, it's one of the first songs that's come to me as an image, and it was quite scary for me. So I'm gonna go get my shotgun. You know I love you, baby. And if I can't have you, nobody can. I thought a lot about this musicians that I love and admire, like Robert Johnson, who wrote the song If I Had Possession Over Judgment Day. And many times in the older songs, the woman's the one to die. And I was like, No. It can't always be that, you know? We have to balance out the murder ballot situation.
This is a balance. This is definitely a balance. Oh, late last night they lay you in your lonesome grave. And don't you know, tonight they lay me beside.
to go back to your roots for a second. How old were you when you first started singing and when you first started writing like this?
When I first started singing, I was very young. My parents took us to church every Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday evening, and that was for 18 years of my life. And the congregations that we went to were maybe about 400 people every Sunday, and everybody was just lifting their voice. And so I found that if I sat beside different people, then I just started to mimic what they would do with their voices. And it was just a silly, playful way to learn how to use my voice as an instrument. Such as never been before.
When you were first starting out, what was the reaction of people when you'd show up at the club? Because we should say that you've got these beautiful dreadlocks and all of this gorgeous sort of jewelry, and you look very sort of ethereal. And I don't expect the voice that I hear coming out of here, coming out of your very young-looking face.
Well, the kind of reaction that I would get depended on what venue I was in. Like, sometimes I would be at a more blues-related venue, and they would be like, "What is that? That's not blues as we know it down here." And I believed in my soul. And that's what gave me the idea to start calling it something magical like Moonshine Roots Music, because I wanted people to come to the music with just an open mind and just to be like, hey, is it good music? Because if it's good music, then I'll listen to it. And I noticed that every time I played at any venue, people would come up to me after the show and they would all have a different thing to say. Like, some people would be like, "That's hillbilly music." Other people would be like, "That's blues if I've ever heard it." Other people would be like, "Man, that was so spiritual and so gospel." And I'm like, okay, well, how can I really call it anything other than good music if it touched the people and broke their, you know, barrier and got to their heart and moved them emotionally
and
in
made
some
them
way.
All want a little piece of it, right?
Yeah.
To claim you for whatever their tribe is.
Mm-hmm. To define it however they wish.
Valerie June, thank you so much for talking with us.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Valerie June, her new album is called Pushing Against a Stone. You can stream songs from the album at npr.org. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.